on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
We catch up with the Daily Citizen each week at this time. Typically, thedailycitizen.com. We encourage you to go and find out more daily, finding stories that really impact you and your family and are very relevant to culture. Most likely, you're going to find articles that line up with your ideology and beliefs. Joining us today, in lieu of catching up with Glenn Stanton, Emily Washburn from The Daily Citizen. Thanks so much for taking the time, Emily.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Emily, actually, we're going to an article that you wrote earlier this month, about a week ago, and really ties into our listeners here in New Mexico. Let me read the headline. The headline was, New Mexico accuses Meta of egregious harm to children in court case. And if I'm being transparent, Emily, actually, I should thank you because I was unaware of this. And what can you bring us up to speed on regarding this case, New Mexico versus Meta? I don't know if that's the official name of it, but that's what's going on.
Yes. So Meta Platforms is the parent company in charge of social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram in particular. And so in 2023, the state of New Mexico sued them, alleging that they not only cause kids to become addicted to social media, but also basically serve them up to child predators. And the case went to court in February in New Mexico in front of a judge. And this is the first standalone state case that we've seen against Meta. Other states have sued social media companies, Meta in particular, but they've chosen to file their cases in federal court. Instead of doing that, New Mexico decided to try Meta in state court. So the jury is hearing arguments right now.
Okay. And according to your article, then the trial expected to conclude on March 27th, can you give us, play by play could take a while, but could you give us a Reader's Digest of that to let us know, what's gone on in court, what things, and I know you can't prognosticate the outcome, but what things are looking like?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is an interesting case because a lot of the evidence actually comes from an undercover investigation that the Attorney General's office did. So they actually had investigators pose as 14-year-old kids on platforms like Instagram and Facebook to see what kinds of traffic they would get. And they found some really concerning things. They basically concluded that Meta's platforms show underage users sexually explicit content without prompting, that they allow adult predators to contact children, that they facilitate the sex trade and the exchange of child pornography. And in some cases, they even recommended that children join groups that were devoted to facilitating prostitution. So these are really egregious accusations. Meta thus far has been able to kind of squirm out of trial proceedings because of an outdated law that basically says that social media companies and online discussion platforms can't be held liable for things that are posted on their platforms. So in previous cases, Meta has said, we can't be held liable for what child predators are doing on our platform, what child predators are posting. Recently, as history and as research shows us what social media does to children, judges have not been accepting that argument. So in New Mexico, Meta tried to get out of the trial and say, we can't be held liable for this. And the judge actually allowed the case to proceed because the argument is that there's something about Meta's platform that serves kids up to sexual predators that intentionally allows them to be preyed upon. So that's the argument. Another, big victory is that Meta tried to get all of this undercover evidence thrown out as ethically compromised, and the judge allowed it to be read before the jury. And I think that you'll find, you know, Meta really tries to split hairs about what it means to be addicted to social media and what it means to enable child predation. But I guarantee you, every single person on that jury knows a child that's been negatively impacted by social media. And I think the company is going to have a really hard time splitting hairs before a jury that sort of has seen the effects of platforms like these.
Yeah, well, sure brings up a few things to consider. And of course, that is parents' involvement in the social media activity of their kids. It also brings up the ugly issue that New Mexico is not, you know, unfamiliar with, and that is sexual trafficking of children and adults. And I would imagine, on the Focus on the Family website, focusonthefamily.com, you do a search for, parents, children, internet, or parents, children, social media, you'll find all kinds of resources. And if you're not finding what you're looking for, calling 1-800-FAMILY. Emily, any other resources you would aim families to, including the Daily Citizen? Is there other content there they might find?
Yeah, so we cover pieces like this all the time at the Daily Citizen. This is where you can keep up on sort of the legal side of things and what other parents are experiencing. But one of our other ministries, Plugged In, has just released their 2026 guide to raising kids in an era of technology. So you can find that on the Focus on the Family website, but also at pluggedin.org.
Yeah. Pluggedin.org and Focus on the Family .com. And actually I just tried to go to Plugged In, and if you go in there experiencing any difficulty, we'd encourage you, and actually pluggedin.com.
Is it pluggedin.com?
Yeah. You go to pluggedin.com and you will find, they do a fantastic job with much more than what we're covering here, as does the Daily Citizen and focusonthefamily.com. And if you missed that 1-800 number that I gave, it's 1-800 the letter A, family, all kinds of great resources and search engines on the topic of social media, parents, kids, media. And Emily, I don't want to cut you off. I want to throw it back to you before we finish our conversation. Is there any more on this particular story and the topic in general that you want to share before we wrap it up?
Yeah, this is part of a larger sort of reckoning with social media. There are thousands of cases that are starting to be heard across the country, including a batch that's being heard in Los Angeles right now. So I think you're going to start to see social media companies increasingly unable to wiggle out of these situations. What I would encourage parents is that you don't have to, Meta doesn't have to be held legally accountable in court for you to understand that this is not a safe place for your children to be. And yeah, I have a lot of compassion for parents that were not given the full story, but you can change your mind now that you have more information. So even if your child has access to these platforms now, I would seriously consider rolling that back and taking away their access.
Okay. And again, let me throw out those resources again, pluggedin.com, focusonthefamily.com, and the Daily Citizen .org.com, Emily?
The Daily Citizen .org will take you to us.
Okay. So a lot of great resources. And you can call that toll free number 1-800, the letter A, family. In spite of no judgment yet, Emily, any idea if Meta has tightened up, things in this area?
No, that's the other problem for Meta, is they have a really long history of introducing child protection platforms that people later find out don't work. So in 2024, they tried to introduce a feature that would automatically filter out mature content for teenage accounts. And Wall Street Journal journalists tested that feature also undercover and found that it worked so poorly, it was basically as though the feature hadn't been created at all.
All right. Well, Emily, so much appreciate your time. If you just joined us, the story we were covering from Emily Washburn is New Mexico accuses Meta of egregious harm to children in court case. We encourage you to go read that. And Emily, God willing, we'll catch up with you after March 27th to see where this trial, how it ended.
Yes, I'm excited.
All right. We appreciate your time and look forward to having you on again. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.